بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وفي رواية سعد بن أحمار رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: وانطلقت أتأمم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يتلقاني الناس فوجا فوجا يهنئونني بتوبته. حضرت كعب رضي الله تعالى عنه, when he made his توبه and it was accepted, and the news came to him when he was making his fajr namaz that your toba is accepted, he says, then I went now. And we read also when the first person through whom he came to know of his toba being accepted, he gave whatever he had, and that was his one pair of clothes, he gave it to that person in appreciation and in happiness. So whenever some good news comes to us also of any good, it is also advisable that we give something away, especially to the person who brought the good news. Give him some money, etc. Give him some clothes, whatever it is, something to show that appreciation. A person must not just sit with it, but he must show that appreciation also. And then he says that I went now to go and meet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As I went, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum came in groups and groups, fawjan, fawjan, to congratulate me that your tawbah has been accepted. So that is also a great thing and part of our life, the lives of the Sahaba. When any person of ours gets some good condition comes to him, we should congratulate that person. Like, for example, on the occasion of marriage, a student becomes a hafiz, a student becomes an alim, any good thing like that, then to congratulate him is also part of our deen. وَيَقُولُونَ لِي, and all of them were saying this as they were congratulating me, لِتَهْنِكَ تَوْبَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكَ, that the congratulations and greatness that Allah Ta'ala has granted your tawbah, and what could be greater that Allah announced it and Allah put it in the Quran Sharif that the person's tawbah is accepted. We also make tawbah from our gunas, and that consolence is given in the heart, but we don't have that guarantee which these Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had, that Allah expressed his explicit acceptance of their tawbah. Hatta dakhaltu al-masjid, and then I was going to meet Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and now I entered the masjid. Faida Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam jalisun hawlahu an-nas. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was sitting in his majlis, and around him the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum were sitting. And majlis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was a very common feature, regularly, in which he taught deen to them, he made their tazkiyah, he made their islah, everything. This was a very common feature of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that he had majlis. And we read very commonly also in his lifetime, Sahaba also had majlis. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam should go there, ask them, what are you people doing? Making zikr, etc. Go there, what are you people doing? We are having ta'aleem, etc. So these majalis were very common in the time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they were done under one specific Sahaba also. فَقَامَ تَلْحَةُ بْنُ عُبَيْدِ اللَّهِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُ يُهَرْوِلُ حَتَّى سَافَحَنِي وَهَنَّأَنِي. Then Hazrat Talha ibn Ubaidullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu came, he said, running towards me, and he shook my hands and he congratulated me also. And then Hazrat Ka'ab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu further says, wallahi ma qama rajulun min al-muhajirin ghayruhu, and nobody else besides the muhajir sahaba got up and came and congratulate me. Of the muhajirin sahaba, it was only Talha ibn Ubaidullah. فَكَانَ كَعَبْ لَا يَنْسَاهَا لِطَلْحَ. Hazrat Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that his whole life he did not forget this wonderful gesture of his. He showed me his great kindness, he came running towards me and he shook my hand and he congratulated me. This is also something, when somebody does good to us, we should remember it for life also. Anyone who has done favors to us, who has done good to us, we should appreciate it also. قال كعب رضي الله تعالى عنه فلما سلمت على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Hazrat Ka'ab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, then I went and I made salam to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we had read before, when he was going through this procedure, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should not even look at him. And he should look from the corner of his eyes, he should go and make namaz near Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And see if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is looking at me or not, whether his lips are moving in salam or not. And now on this occasion, that very happily Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making salam, we can't imagine how great joy Hazrat Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala anhu got at that time. قال وهو يبرق وجهه من السرور. And his face was beaming of happiness. Now to see that Nabi, at one time Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was upset with him and told him, get up and go now, Allah will decide your matter. And now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's face is beaming with happiness. We can't imagine what joy Hazrat Ka'ab and the other Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had achieved at this. And he said, أَبْشِرْ بِخَبْرِ يَوْمٍ مَرَّ عَلَيْكَ بِخَيْرِ أَبْشِرْ بِخَيْرِ يَوْمٍ مَرَّ عَلَيْكَ مُذْ وَلَدْكَ أُمُّكَ. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, glad tidings for you. He also congratulated him that since your mother gave birth to you, this was the greatest day for you. That Allah Ta'ala Himself has announced your forgiveness and Allah is happy with you. فَقُلْتُ, I asked, أَمِنْ عِنْدَكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَمْ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. Is this good, this congratulations and this tawbah, is it from you, O Allah's Rasul, or is it from Allah Ta'ala? قال لا بل من عند الله. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is in fact from Allah Ta'ala. And that Allah has revealed this, as the Sahaba, that they asked that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he informed them that Allah has sent salams for you, for Hazrat Abu Bakr, he asked, Allah takes my name. When Hazrat Ubay ibn Ka'ab, Ra'isul Mufassireen, the Qurra, the best reader of the Quran Sharif, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, Allah took your name, he just couldn't imagine, Allah took my name, where is Allah? We see, what are we? And in front of our ulama, in front of the Sahaba, where do we count? And in front of Nabi, but Allah taking a person's name, what great, this is the greatest thing a person should strive for, to please Allah. And Allah is pleased with a person, there can be no greater joy than that. May Allah Ta'ala in all our conditions make us strive for that. But the month of Ramadan right here now, this is also a time, as it comes in the hadith, show Allah your good deeds. Don't worry about showing people. Do it for Allah's pleasure and make Allah happy. If we gain the pleasure of Allah, and this is an ideal occasion to gain the pleasure of Allah, how fortunate is not that person? May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.